South Zone through to the D-League Trophy semi-final, where they will play Central Zone from the 10th of October. Their quarter-final against West Zone ended in the inevitable draw, then progressing courtesy of a mammoth 313-run first innings lead. The West Zone first innings ended at 287, with Ankit Bourne left stranded 115 not out, having added 93 with Rakesh Derb for the 7th wicket. Marlon Rangarajan ended with career-best figures of 5 for 101. South Zone then reached 44 for 1 in their second innings, before the draw was agreed. Australian batsman David Warner could face sanction from New South Wales for deciding to skip a grade match in favour of private practice, ESPN Cricket Info reports. All Blues players were told to play for their clubs on Saturday, but Warner opted not to, leaving his side Randwick Petersham fielding with 10 men. In South Africa, there were wins to KwaZulu-Natal, KwaZulu-Natal Inland, Gauteng, Griqualand West and Eastern Province in the provincial one-day competition. The former won a high-scoring, rain-affected match against Northerns by 33 runs on the Duckworth-Lewis method, chasing the Northerns' total of 319 for 6, which featured innings of 118 from Cobus Pienaar. KwaZulu-Natal had reached 217 without loss after 35 overs when the rain arrived. Captain Morne van Wyk was unbeaten on 119, with Jonathan van der Aar on 92. The Duckworth-Lewis pass score was 184. Gauteng comfortably beat Bolland by 73 runs. Stephen Cook was the only man on either side to pass 50, as Gauteng posted 222 for 9 in their 50 overs. Ockbert Erasmus and Hilroy Poyce took 3 wickets each. Bolland were then bundled out for 149, with Sean Jamieson, Matt McGillivray, Eddie Lee and Shailene Pillay among the wickets. Edward Moore and James Price hit half-centuries as Eastern Province cruised to victory over North West, chasing down their target of 220 in fewer than 44 overs. Leg spinner Lionel Valtin had earlier taken 3 for 46 to help restrict North West to 219 for 7, with Rassie van der Dussen and Brett Pelser the only men to prosper with half-centuries. KwaZulu-Natal Inland smashed Namibia by 128 runs. They racked up 307 for 5 in their 50 overs, with Sarwar Avi and Kyle Nipper both falling just shy of 3 figures, adding 118 for the 4th wicket. Namibia then slipped to 91 for 6 after 23 overs by the time the rain arrived. Ruhan Pretorius and Yusuf Abdullah contributed a brace of wickets apiece. Griqualand West overhauled the Western Province total of 288 for 9 the penultimate over in Kimberley. Yondra Curtsey and Zakir Kathrada helped their side recover from 140 for 5, by adding 103 for the 6th wicket. Curtsey ended on 77 off only 60 balls, as Griqualand West won by 2 wickets. It capped a good match for Curtsey, who had earlier taken 3 for 38. Sabrand Engelbrecht, Shaheen Khan and Bradley Barnes all hit half-centuries for Western Province. 29-year-old Curtsey wins the Player of the Day award. The left-arm seam has been a key component of the successful Griqualand West side over the past decade in the CSA three-day competition. In all, he has taken almost 250 wickets, an average of less than 20, since making his first-class debut for them in 2004. He has also averaged more than 27 with the bat, including passing 50 on 8 occasions. Despite this, he has been unable to command a place in his franchise side on a regular basis, appearing only a handful of times to Knights, formerly known as the Eagles. During the Southern Hemisphere off-season, he has become a regular participant in English club cricket, representing, among others, Rawtenstall in Lancashire and Sudbury in East Anglia. And finally, some news from the county circuit. Former England and Durham fast bowler Steve Harmison has formally announced his retirement from professional cricket. Harmison was always likely to retire at the end of the 2013 county season, for not featuring at all for Durham in their county championship winning side.